just makes me glow each weekend night. He's beyond compare and so debonair. He shines so bright
here on BZ 103. Oh, please don't turn that dial.
He makes me smile. Norm Nathan Show. Norm Nathan Show. Norm Nathan Show.
Okay, this is the Norm Nathan Show. The time is 4:06. I keep saying it's Eastern Standard Time. And if you've been with us through the night, you must be sick of hearing me say that, because, you know, it was the day we turn our clocks back. But in case anybody's just getting up and their clocks read an hour later and they're wondering, hey, I'm sure that's probably not true at all. I think most people are pretty much aware of it. But anyway, that's what it is. It's coming up now to 4:07. And anyway, I'm Norm Nathan. We'll be around for a half hour. I'd love to hear from you, okay? Would you give me a call? All of your lines are open right now. So if you've been thinking about calling and you're saying, boy, I don't know, I hang on the phone and you never get and I never get to it. We will get to you this time because there's nobody there. It's very, very quiet now. 254-1030, the area code is 617. And I guess those of you who've listened any length of time know that we keep it kind of light and don't start to scream at each other so far as politics are concerned, although we're coming up to a crucial week. The election itself, of course, a week from this coming Tuesday, and then it's all over. So this maybe that's a good thing. For me, getting kind of sick of politicking. But anyway, the election itself, a week from Tuesday. Let me check the lottery numbers right now, okay, and then love to talk with you. 254-1030, area code is 617. The Massachusetts Daily Lottery, 4956. The winning numbers in the Mass Mega Bucks, 2, 11, 18, 19, 30, and 38. Tri-State, that's New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. Pick 3 was 835, and the pick 4 was 1095. Rhode Island Daily, 6369. The Powerball, 417, 19, 25, and 37. Powerball number was 19. The estimated jackpot, $55.6 million. Absolutely an unbelievable amount, isn't it? And let's see, what else we got here? I guess the Daily Millions game. You buy tickets, do you, for the Daily Millions game here? Red, 5 and 20. White, 8 and 12. Blue, 1 and 4. And tickets matching all six numbers are worth $5,000 each. There was one of those in Saturday's game sold in Missouri. The Connecticut Lottery, the Daily Lottery, was 581. The Play, 40580. The Cash Lotto in Connecticut was 679, 21, and 27. And that's the way it was, heading west. Those are the lottery numbers. Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert have just worked together for a very, very long time. And they've added a new feature on their TV show, because they started out on public television, and now they're on commercial television. Well, they've been on commercial television for quite some time. They are giving the viewers a new forum. And I'm not quite sure I like that whole idea. I've always loved what they said about films. And I care about their opinion. I love the spontaneity that I think it's all spontaneous. Where neither one seems to know what the other one's going to say, or if they do, they still argue with each other and all of that. Now, their new thing is they call the Viewer's Thumb, which debuts this weekend. They are inviting viewers to send a 20-second home videotape with their own thumbs up or thumbs down. Sometimes I think that maybe the worst invention has been the home video, because there are more and more programs that use home video thing. Not only America's Worst Home Videos, which is a program I think sort of like that, but also they use them on newscasts and I don't know why that bothers me. Maybe it shouldn't. But anyway, now readers get a chance to, not readers, but viewers get a chance to send in like 20 seconds giving their opinion on films or film-related issues, and they will select one viewer's tape, feature it on the show, and then respond to it on the air. And apparently there's a listener from Richardson, Texas, who is part of it, who debuts this weekend on it. And anyway, if you want to know more about it, I suppose you can just tune in the show and they'll tell you about it. I just think professionals who are on the air ought to do the show themselves and not have to call in people. You know, there are enough talk shows and kind of stuff where viewers get a chance and listeners get a chance to call in and express their opinions. I just kind of like to keep the professionals doing it themselves. And I care about what they say. I don't care about what some guy from Richardson, Texas has to say about a movie. Thank you very much. Rosanna in New Hampshire. Hi, Rosanna.
Hi, Norm.
That's such a pretty name, Rosanna.
Thank you very much.
That was a song, wasn't it, from a movie of several years ago, Rosanna?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
I'll dig it up and I'll sing it for you one night.
Thank you. You know, one of the things I want to talk to you about is you had two men on your program maybe a month or two ago about castles.
Yes.
Mr. Lovett and a Mr. Miller?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have a castle at Windham, New Hampshire. It is Searles Castle, Searles.
Yeah, now who was Searles?
Mr. Searles was born in Methuen, Massachusetts. He was Edward Searles in 1841, and he married Mark Hopkins' widow in 1887 in New York City.
Now, this is the Mark Hopkins from the hotel in San Francisco?
That's right. His wife inherited his money, and Mr. Searles went to refurbish her Nob Hill home in San Francisco, and he worked with her for 4 years, and she, who was 68, asked him, who was 47, to marry her.
Really? Yeah.
And they were married for 4 years, and she died in 1891.
She was 68 and he was 46?
47, yes.
Oh, 47. Well, that isn't so bad. No,
it wasn't.
No.
But in the meantime, they built refurbished a mansion in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And he also built a castle in Methuen, Massachusetts, which is being, it's the Sisters of the Presentation live there.
Oh, I've seen that, yes.
Well, our castle in Windham is presently having a floral showcase for 3 weekends. It started yesterday, Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 4, and then it will be the next 2 weekends, the first 2 weekends of November. We have florists from the Salem and New Hampshire area who are displaying their flowers and Christmas wreaths in each of the rooms in the castle.
Mm.
And we encourage people to come, buy their tickets, and go browse through the castle from 11 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
That sounds great. I have a nephew who lives in Windham, and I've been there, you know, rarely, but on occasion. But I didn't know that you had a castle there. Whereabouts is that?
It's right on, it's 1 mile north of Canopy Lake. It's on Searles Road,
yeah,
which comes off 111, and off 93, exit 3. I hope that the next time you come to visit your nephew, you'll come up.